1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and Hurricane Helene looming off the Gulf Coast of Florida, still gaining strength before making landfall tonight along the Big Bend region. Residents could see up to 20-foot storm surge. Rob Pokrifke says the outer bands are already lashing Tampa Bay.
This is the appetizer, if you will. I don't know. I would imagine where we're standing will be underwater by the end of this storm.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met with Ukraine's President Zelensky at the White House today, the U.S. issuing another round of military aid to help Ukraine defend against Russia attacks. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in New York City. He'll deliver the U.N. address to the General Assembly tomorrow. Netanyahu rejecting calls for a ceasefire in Lebanon as fighting escalates between Israeli forces and Hezbollah. After 57 years, the Oakland A's are playing their final game in San Francisco's East Bay. The team will play games temporarily in Sacramento before moving to the city of Las Vegas. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A 4-year-old girl from Neillsville is expected to pull through after being found shot in a home yesterday. At this point, investigators say it looks like another child shot her with a handgun. They haven't said whether it was an accident. Local election clerks are busy explaining how secure Wisconsin's balloting is. For instance, Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Bale says all poll workers work in twos.
Two poll workers initial your ballot. Two poll workers are checking you into the poll book. Two poll workers are involved if an absentee is damaged and needs to be remade.
About 2,000 Madison voters were recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bale says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New data shows Madison students are not progressing the way the school board had hoped. Numbers from the Ford exam show less than half of 3rd through 8th graders were proficient in literacy. And for Black students, that number was 14%. School board president Nichelle Nichols was shocked to see it.
I'm trying to temper my visceral reaction to seeing the data, particularly when I see percentages for our Black students, our students with IEPs, and our students who are English learners.
The board hopes to improve scores by 10 percentage points by 2027. And we're getting a look at the health of Dane County teens. The Dane County Youth Assessment shows mental health is better now than it was at the start of the pandemic. But one of the most staggering statistics, 90% of kids said they feel lonely because of internet use. And 1 in 10 high schoolers reported skipping a meal because their family didn't have enough to eat. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Los Angeles and Philadelphia both winning Wednesday, the Brewers are now locked in and will play in next week's wild card round. The Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2 this afternoon and will finish up with the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Love says he's feeling better each time out.
At the end of the day, it's all feel things. Feeling my body, feeling if I'm pushing too much, and my body's kind of just listening to my body talking to me. And, the workout, even the workout pregame Sunday, I felt like I was moving around pretty well, and my body was responding well to it.
Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced former player Junior Bridgman as a significant minority owner of the team today. Bridgman will have about a 10% stake in the franchise. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow with a high around 80 and upper 70s to near 80 this weekend and mostly sunny. It stays warm through Monday, then cooler through mid next week. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WMDX website at mad.radio. Your news just for the Madison area. I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview for the weekend.
And we'll be talking to Main Street Alliance on how they help small businesses.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us. Jess is on the board. Phone lines are open. Talk or text 855-752-4842. I know lots of folks playing the Civic Media Go for the Green or Gold Text Win contest. This hour's super secret fun word is Bill. Bill, B-I-L-L. Like, oh no, Mr. Bill. All right, you might be a little young for that one, but you got to pay your bill. You got to pay the bill at the end of the meal. You got to pay the bill. So if you have not yet, download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. Hopefully that's the one you're listening to my voice on right now. Use the text button at the bottom and send the keyword bill for your chance to win this statewide contest bill. Great show for you folks today. Earl Ingram Jr. going to join me here in just a little bit. Have a secret guest standing by, and I want to throw this one out. You know how excited I get when here in little old Wisconsin, when we get to make the national news. And usually it's like for sports or the occasional serial killer.
Occasionally.
But generally it's for bad governance. We've been very, very well known for that over the course of the last, I don't know, 10 or 20 years. We touched on this a little bit yesterday. I want to bring a little more to you on this. This is regarding the Wausau mayor, Doug Denny, the new mayor in Wausau. He's on the job for 5 months and is now at the center of a criminal investigation after he removed a drop box from City Hall before voters in Wausau could use it. Now, the national news, I saw this on the Raw story. I saw this on the New York Times. I think the Washington Post is also quoting this piece. A little bit here. The Marathon County District Attorney, Teresa Wetzenstein, a Democrat, said Wednesday she's investigating Wausau Mayor Denny's move after Caitlin Bernard, the city clerk, filed a report upon discovering the drop box was missing Monday, according to the Washington Post. In a photo provided to the Wausau Pilot and Review, Denny is seen wearing a hard hat, gloves, and Department of Public Works jacket as he carts the city's drop box away. Now, Denny told the publication he moved the drop box to a safe indoor location Sunday until he could address issues with the city clerk. Now, allow me to jump over to the New York Times coverage. Denny said in an interview Wednesday that he had a philosophical difference of opinion with the city clerk over whether it should have been up to her or the city council to decide whether to install the drop box in Wausau. Now, the state Supreme Court ruling and subsequent guidance from the Wisconsin Election Commission established this authority rests with the clerk and not with you, Mr. Denny. Now, let me jump back to the Raw story. Here's a quote. He took it upon himself to move the drop box outside of City Hall, said Wisconsin radio host Pat Kreitlow on his show Up North News WI. How do we know this? He took photos of himself. Kreitlow, a former Democratic state senator, said the city clerk was livid and other city officials were outraged by the box's removal. It shows, Kreitlow said, Denny attacking our freedom, in this case, the freedom to vote conveniently. And the mentioned Pat Kreitlow, Up North News Radio, he's on the Civic Media Network, 6 to 8 a.m., joins us right now. Pat, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show, man.
It is so good to be here under such weird circumstances. When I was first notified by a text from Jane Matinair, and she texts, "You're in Raw Story." My first thought, of course, is, "Uh-oh,
right? You know,
what don't I remember doing?
What did you do,
Pat?"
But it turns out it wasn't anything I did. It was something I said about what could only be described by people like me as criming. By the Wausau mayor.
It seems to be a little criming. Pat, what do you think of the mayor's explanation that he...
Which one? He's offered a couple of them. Now,
all right, so. Well, let's go with the one I just mentioned, that he had a philosophical difference with the local election official.
Nobody cares. It's not your job. It's in the law. It's very clear that the municipal clerk is the top elections official and makes the rules, not a politician. Not a politician. Doesn't matter if they're left, right, or anything. And the law is very clear on this. And if you want to be a unitary, you know, authoritarian executive, well, then move to a country that allows that. Because here we have our system of checks and balances. And so if you want to act Trumpian and say, you know, remember we used to say about Alexander Haig, "I'm in charge now." You know, if that's what you want to pretend to be, go pretend someplace else. Because we have a process here, and you chose not to follow it.
Pat Kreitlow, Up North News Radio, from the Civic Media Network, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., joining me, talking about this mayor from Wausau. Mayor Denny. Now, he's a new mayor. He just got elected up there.
Yes, he was.
How do you compare him to the last mayor, Pat?
I opened the show this morning at 6 a.m. saying my question of the day is, wasn't life quieter in Wausau when Katie Rosenberg was the mayor and somebody who encouraged voting and responsible governance and working with each other? And instead, unfortunately, you know, she was unseated in April, which led to my other question of the day. Do we all now understand a little bit better why local elections matter, why you should go vote in April? I think this new point should have made that very clear. Katie was rather popular, but again, was unseated in the election by this conservative who said, you know, that we're just doing too much too fast. And we've got to, how did he say, thing, tighten things up or something like that. And there were plenty of people who believed him or wanted to believe him that he was just a moderate conservative who just wanted to quietly govern. And then you go pull a stunt like this. You know, with the shirt and the tie and the hard hat, because you're cosplaying like the construction worker from the Village People, so that you can take this Dropbox. And yeah, he brought it inside the building, but I mean, he could have done anything with it. He said, you know, somebody could have thrown it in the river. For all we know, he could have thrown it in the river to try to make some kind of a point. And it's just so beyond what anybody probably thought they were getting when they voted for this guy.
Pat, the fact that this Dropbox was not secured to the ground, was he? Do you think he's trying to make a point, or was the point made?
That was his other excuse.
Oh, okay, let's hear the excuses.
He initially said, "Well, you know, I was working on a Sunday evening at the office for whatever reason, and I just happened to notice that this Dropbox was here and that it wasn't bolted to the ground, and so I took it upon myself to bring it back in." The city clerk put out a very terse statement saying, "We were on this. The box is locked. It is not usable. We were changing some of the labeling on it. And only once that labeling was changed, we were going to bolt it down and unlock the box and it could be used. There was no way this box could be used for ballots." So the excuse doesn't really hold water that way. He could have easily tugged on the door, saw that it was not usable. But the fact that he also, in the days leading up to this, had some animated discussions, maybe, I guess you could say, with people like the city attorney or the city clerk or others, kind of gives away the game. He knew what he was doing. He was looking for the opportunity to do it, and he conveniently had the fact that it wasn't bolted down as well. But like the clerk said, they were going to do it, you know, the first of the week, as soon as they got everything taken care of. The city clerk had a process and was following it, and the mayor decided, you know, that he could do whatever he wanted.
And certainly that's not what the Wisconsin Supreme Court said. They said the authority does rest with the clerk. So regardless of what, quote unquote, philosophical disagreements he may have had, regardless of whether or not this thing was, you know, fastened to the ground yet ready to be used, he took it upon himself. And now the local DA is asking the Wisconsin Department of Justice for some assistance in investigating this case. Pat, what do you think this does to folks, you know, thoughts about election integrity? We've been hearing that a lot from Republicans, but seemingly to me, it seems, you know, they're the ones that are kind of causing the problem.
They are the ones causing the problem. Every time there's this talk of, well, you know, people are saying that our elections might not be trustworthy. Like, yeah, because you won't stop saying that. Not because of the actual circumstances where Wisconsin elections have always been safe and secure and accurate and run fairly by more than 1,800 local clerks around the state. The process was working. And yet we've still got people on, sadly, on the Trump Republican side that are looking to undermine faith rather than simply trying to win an election based on good ideas, being a good candidate. Instead, we're hearing the mayor say, well, as I was knocking on doors, you know, this is what people were saying about drop boxes. Again, that's not how we make laws, based on what you hear knocking on the doors. If you can't respect that well enough, then, you know, perhaps you shouldn't be mayor. But you are. You won the election. So all we expect you to do is follow the rules.
Pat Kreitlow, Up North News Radio, for just a couple more minutes. So what's the consequence here? I mean, this seems really bad. And thankfully there were no ballots in there. But he's certainly going against what the ruling from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's not up to him. And if you're talking about, you know, having concern for of people engaging in these kinds of shenanigans, and you go engage in it to what? Prove that people can't engage in it? You don't go rob the bank to go show that you right. can rob the bank, right, Pat?
Exactly. And that's the point I really wanted to make sure to make, is that there really need to be consequences for this. And I'm not saying the mayor has to go to jail or something like that, but this is the kind of thing. This is the kind of tampering which is clearly laid out in statute. You cannot tamper with elections. And so I don't know if it's going to come from the State Department of Justice. I'd be happy if it just came from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Six people, three Republicans, three Democrats. And I already know one of the Republicans is going to, you know, vote Republican no matter what, because Bob Spindell is one of the fake electors. But if you could give me a 5-1 vote, if you could get those other two Republicans to say, you know what, there has to be a line someplace, and this is that line, I'll be happy. No other damage was done. But if there are no consequences to this, then much like the Dodge County Sheriff kind of strong arming the local clerks into not offering drop boxes, you know, we're going to see more of this unless we draw a line right here with this mayor in Wausau.
If there are not consequences to actions, it's all just a trial run. Pat Kreitlow, Up North News Radio, here on the Civic Media Network, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Make sure you get up early to check him out. Pat, thanks for coming around on late notice. Congratulations getting mentioned in the Raw story. Any big,
for the right reasons.
Any big guests or topics coming up tomorrow, Pat?
Mark Jacob will talk about how the national media has been covering the presidential race. Spoiler alert, still poorly.
Sane washing. Thank you, Pat. We'll talk to you real soon. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Responsibility, not quite yet. Responsibility.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. 20 years ago, Overture opened to the public in part thanks to a $205 million donation from Jerry Fauci, a local philanthropist. It's still the single largest support for the arts in American history. Chief Artistic Experience Officer Tim Sowers has been there for almost all of it, including its growth to 7 state-of-the-art performance spaces.
I've been here 16 of the 20, and it's been really fun watching the organization and the center grow and, you know, getting top-notch talent every year. And it really brings artists from around the world to Madison and then all the local artists that we support.
Reinvesting in the infrastructure of the Overture is next, with the capital campaign about to get underway. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines open 855-752-4842. I want to thank our pal Pat Kreitlow, Up North News Radio, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., that early shift. Thank you, Pat, for doing that. I don't think I could do it. Really appreciate him coming around and doing what he does. Check him out. He's a cool cat. They do great stuff. And you can find him on the Civic Media Network, and you can find him on the super cool Civic Media app, which brings me back to the goal for the green or gold Civic Media text to win statewide contest. The super secret fun word of the day is Bill. Bill, B-I-L-L. Download the app, find your station, use the text button at the bottom to send the keyword Bill for your chance to win this wonderful, fun, and statewide Civic Media contest. Bill. 855-752-4842. Callers, be patient. I want to get a little bit more of this piece from the New York Times out there. Pat mentioned in the Raw story, making it big, but not the Times. And here's what the Times also had to say. Denny said, and I want to quote here, "I took steps as the senior elected official in the city to get some things corrected." Now, asked what those things were, he said, without giving details, that the box had not been installed in a way that complied with Wisconsin Elections Commission guideline on security and monitoring.
Huh.
So you couldn't just, like, go get the actual folks that you were pretending to be
right.
And
it
bolt
sounds,
it to the ground? I mean,
it sounds a bit more like the problem here. The thing that's not up to the code is him interfering.
Now, apparently the clerk was livid. Ms. Bernard said in a statement on Wednesday that this was because the box was still in the process of being set up, as Pat said. Her office had planned to bolt it to the ground soon before opening it for use. In the meantime, it was locked. There's no way for anyone to put a ballot inside. When city officials arrived to secure the box on Monday, Bernard said it was gone because Denny had taken it. She said she reported the removal of the box to the DA of Marathon County and the Wisconsin Elections Commission, referring to a portion of state law that obligates municipal clerks to report suspected election fraud, irregularities, or violations. You know, maybe the WEC should obligate elected officials like the mayor to report suspected election fraud, irregularities, or violations.
What I love about this, though, is that it shows that there is regulation here. There are people who are making sure that, you know, codes are being followed, that if there are irregularities, they're being brought to notice immediately.
Yes.
So all of these claims that there's so much fraud that's just going unnoticed, clearly not.
Well, it's all the illegals, and you don't even know. I mean, billions and billions,
billions and billions.
And here's the consequence of this, as the New York Times reports. While the investigation is continuing, the Dropbox will not be available.
Of course not.
So, success for Denny's point, right? If you don't like the Dropboxes, you don't want people to use Dropboxes, you're just going to take it. But apparently, according to the Times, the voters can deposit ballots in a box outside City Hall that is normally used to collect payments. Now, Joe Osland, a spokesman for the Wisconsin Democratic Party, who has been in contact with local officials, said the state Democratic Party was not pursuing a lawsuit, but he hoped public pressure would compel Mr. Denny to return the box. Our interest is in getting the drop box back. We don't think it needs to go any further at this point. And I can appreciate that. But once again, if you just allow this jackassery to continue with no consequence whatsoever, who's to say someone else isn't going to do it? I mean, if you have laws against these kinds of things and someone goes and breaks those laws, if it wasn't the mayor, if it was me, if I was just up there after a night of party in Wausau.
Oh, you'd be in jail.
You know, maybe got done doing a little bowling at the Bull-a-Ram up there. Oh, I forget the name of the joint. I love Wausau. And was out a little late night and decided I want to throw this thing in the back of my pickup truck and, you know, go have a bonfire with it. Would that be acceptable? Would that be okay? Would I just say, well, I had a philosophical disagreement with the elections clerk in town, so I just took it upon myself. Hell no. There would be no grace for that.
No.
And he should not, as a 5-month mayor,
well,
get any either.
Not.
I mean, that's not leadership. I mean, this is the leadership he's showing. But what did he want? He wanted the photo of him.
Oh my God, that
hauling
picture.
This thing out.
The hard hat.
Come on. And I don't know what his background is, but it doesn't seem like he'd be the type to wear the hard hat or the gloves.
No.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
A little judging.
855-752-4842. Earl Ingram Jr. going to join us in a little bit. Mark from the SAC, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, the photo, there's evidence, item number one, I would think, in terms when his felony trial comes up. I mean, because he actually committed a felony here, this twit. What would happen if an ordinary citizen would see him doing it and say, what the hell is going on here? Start taking pictures of him and called the cops and say, I'm making a citizen's arrest here. This guy's hauling off the Dropbox. Because he like you said, he's not the official that's in charge of the Dropbox, is in charge of the elections. He's got other duties to do, and he did this just for the photo op. I mean, I no grace at all for him.
No, man, I absolutely agree. If it were you, if it were me, if it were Jess, we should all face a consequence for that. And do you get any less consequence because there are no ballots in it yet? You know, I mean, did he know there were no ballots in it yet? I mean, presumably he did. You can see that was shut.
I mean,
shut.
Yeah, you can see that it's in the picture. You can see that it's sealed and, like, there's no place to put in a ballot yet.
So what's the problem?
Well, he had a philosophical difference, Dom.
Oh, and it wasn't installed properly. And I wanted the photo up.
And I wanted the photo up.
And I wanted to put it on my page so I can get lots of people.
Put it up on my Facebooks.
Talk about my social media post with all our concerns about Dropboxes. And again, the reason that people are concerned about Dropboxes is because guys like Denny and other Republicans put out false statements about Dropboxes not being safe. They've been used for years and years and years. It wasn't until Trump came during the pandemic that all of a sudden became a problem because Trump thought it was a problem. It's a problem.
Well, right, because, you know, not all of those votes were going to Trump.
Right, heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid.
Those are the bad votes. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. This is the good show. The word of the day, if you're still playing, it is Bill. So text that word, download the app, text the word Bill. You can join us on the lines as well, 855-752-4842. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Wausau maintains he did nothing wrong when he moved the absentee ballot drop box Sunday. Doug Denny insists he wasn't up to anything nefarious, but Denny's actions sparked a protest the other night. Some people in Wisconsin are trying to save Native American languages. Laura Red Eagle is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and part of the Indigenous Language Table. It's a group that meets in Madison once a week to have everyday chats in Native tongues.
It takes a veil away. You can kind of see how people think, how you view the world. You can ask questions, and you don't feel stupid for doing that because anybody that's showing up for a language class is already super brave.
The United Nations predicts more than half of the world's languages will disappear in about 75 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison City Clerk is clearing up what happened with those extra ballots sent to voters. Earlier this week, we reported that 2,000 people in one ward of the city got two absentee ballots. There was nothing wrong with these ballots. They were both accurate. They just got a duplicate. Then city staff started reaching out to each voter to tell them, of course, they can only submit one. Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bale wants people to know that if a voter submitted two absentee ballots, the system would catch it.
Each of those certificate envelopes has a unique barcode. A timely example is if we mistakenly send somebody two ballots because we ran the same file twice, only one of those ballots can be counted.
Those barcodes serve all kinds of purposes. It can help you track your absentee ballot if you're using one. You can find all the info you need at myvote.wi.gov. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Benny Affleck and Jenny Lopez have fallen on hard times trying to sell their $68 million Beverly Hills mansion. Apparently, they had accepted a bid for $64 million from someone in New Jersey who ended up pulling the offer due to a death in the family. Affleck and Lopez bought the house just last year and paid $60 million in cash. Must be nice not to have a mortgage payment. It's pretty much common knowledge that Prince had moves, and apparently they weren't just on stage. During a recent appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Halle Berry said that Prince had someone slip her a piece of paper and a pen during one of his Los Angeles concerts with the words, "Do you like me?" scribbled. Perry said she responded yes, and the man took the note back to Prince, who then sent the note back again, which read, "Would you go out with me?" This time, Barry says she did not send the note back, but instead kept it for herself until it was confiscated by the teacher. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow with a high around 80. And upper 70s to near 80 this weekend and mostly sunny. It stays warm through Monday, then cooler through mid-next week. Right now it's 78 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor for Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, recombobulates the news with us. And then another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
there's far too many of you dying.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines open 855-752-4842. For those of you hip and cool people playing the Go for the Green or Gold text to win statewide contest this hour, between now and the end of the hour, the word you must text is Bill. Bill, Go for the Green or Gold. Download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite station. Use the text button at the bottom to send the keyword Bill or for your chance to win the statewide contest. See you folks on the text line doing so right now. Thank you for playing along. It's the phone line. It's the text line. Talking about this mayor up in Wausau moving this ballot box. And what would happen if that were us? Well, Jim says, Fond du Lac said, if that was you, Dom, I think Cool Hand Luke breaking tops off the parking meters. You know, Earl Ingram Jr., some man you just can't reach. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Dominic, I heard you say hip and cool.
Yeah, man.
Who's the old guy here?
Hey man, it's not an age, it's an attitude.
Oh, okay, all right. Man, it's good to be back.
Oh, thanks for joining me, man. Always a pleasure to talk to you, dude.
Yeah, you know, man, the frustrating thing about all of this is there was all these whining and crying and gnashing of teeth about those boxes in the city of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And so Republicans, some started complaining and said, well, we need to do the same thing, which they always had the right to do.
Sure.
Instead of you, can you use that B word and moaning? You know, and then just you have the same right. Nothing was done illegally during the time it was happening in the city of Milwaukee, and then they took it away. And when this latest state Supreme Court said, hey, it's okay, it's fair game, okay. So instead of whining and complaining about it, do it, okay?
I mean, they're convenient. You can drop off your ballot that's locked up. It's fine. Nothing's wrong with that. It only became a problem when Donald Trump figured, well, these voters are going to be voting against me, so we can't have that. I mean, these things were used for years, or this isn't some new thing that came up even during COVID, man.
Now, so, Dominic, let me ask you. So the mayor doesn't have anything better to do than to physically – I mean, okay, right. So I don't know what's going on in the city or the town, but he's sitting around. He's the mayor. He's not the dog catcher. He's not a radio talk show host.
No, of course not.
But he goes and physically moves it himself.
Yes.
Come on, that's the issue, man.
He physically got the photo shoot himself. Well, I'm not convinced that he moved it either.
But, I mean, why, man?
Well, for the photo op, man. I mean, and to perpetuate this concern and for him to show the world and the rest of MAGA that, hey, look what we're doing. We're not putting up with this, which, of course, is total bunk and BS. And I just got to say, I'm looking at the photo right now. He's got the hard hat on. Uh-huh, he's got these bright fluorescent gloves on. And he's wearing a suit and tie.
Of course he is.
And I'm thinking, you know, and
he's got to look spiffy for his photo shoot.
And he's got this thing on a dolly. I'm like, well, a dolly? I mean, where'd you get the dolly from?
This was premeditated.
Totally, right? You just have one in the back. So it's a ruse, it's a joke, and there should be some consequences. Man, the DA is apparently asking the Department of Justice for guidance or some help in this thing. They're going to at least look into it and at least open the investigation, as it should be. Because I don't want every Tom, Dick, and Harry all of a sudden going around town thinking, hey, I can just grab the – I don't like these drop boxes. Well, I'm just going to grab them and take them.
Well, my thing is, who is he hurting? He's not hurting – the people in the city of Milwaukee, where they claim that, right, you know, the drop boxes are still in our community.
Yeah. I mean, so, he won the election. I mean, a lot of Republicans voted for him,
well,
right?
Well, that's correct. I mean, he's not the only place. I think there's some other, I think Brookfield or some other places.
Well, some also, the sheriffs have been kind of like poo-pooing that idea.
Yeah, of making sure that the drop boxes, but you're hurting the citizens.
Right.
There are citizens in his town.
Your constituents. Yes, the ones that voted for you.
And so, I mean, it just makes no sense whatsoever, man.
855-752-4842. I was super stoked to see this story leap from the local pages onto the national media, but I do want to talk a little bit about the Wausau Pilot and Review. Now, this was the organization, I think, initially broke this, and they have had some great reporting, but also some challenges as well. We'll get to that next, but in the meantime, let's get Joe from Madison. You're up. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
God, this is just like the beginnings of a Coen Brothers film. This is hysterical. I didn't think we were going to get any better than that grandma out of in Ohio who lost her cat, Sassy Cat, in the basement for 3 days and was saying, gee, I think my Haitian neighbors ate it. And then had to say, no, I think Sassy's back.
Terrible.
3 days. Not mine never has. Yeah. So here we have this clown with his hard hat on. I would ask, if he's bothering with the hard hat, shouldn't we ask, are you wearing steel-toed boots? Because, I mean, there are OSHA regs if you're hauling this stuff around. And, you know, and shouldn't you have one of those waistbands on so you don't blow out your back?
That's a great point, Joe.
Yeah. Are you eligible for workman's comp if you drop that thing on your foot and you have long-term injuries, if that's not part of your job description?
That's right. What's the workers' comp code for a mayor? I'm pretty sure it's low. It's like sitting behind a desk and nothing's going to happen. And you're out there moving around equipment. I mean, that's a liability and a risk for the city of Wausau, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, you normally, if you're doing something that's big enough to have a dolly like that, you might have one person that's spotting and the other person that's running it just to make sure that it doesn't fall off or fall on your foot. And I would say this idea of the philosophical difference, I'm going to use this from now on. You know, when the cop stops me and says, you know, you aren't legal, you're going over the speed limit, I would say, well, I have a philosophical difference with that officer. So I might call it a felony.
I was just testing to see if you were really working and pulling over speeders.
You know, people could just go really, really fast otherwise, on the freeway. Otherwise, I mean, come on, people.
Hey, Joe, let me ask you. The spokesman for the Democratic Party, Joe Osland, said basically, you know, they're not going to pursue anything. And I appreciate that. I mean, but I think there should be something to discourage other folks to do something like this. What's appropriate in your mind, Joe, for something like this as a consequence for this?
I think he needs to say, I'm sorry, I misunderstood, I shouldn't, philosophical differences are not enough reason to do what I did. And then I think he should throw a small picnic for the city workers. And that would be justice enough. You know, there's still some warm weather left. He could go get himself one of those 6-foot-long subs, you know, and chop it up for everybody.
That's a big great sandwich. Idea. Yes.
A big sandwich. It would be a big apology. I think it's illustrative, though. Your question is very good about who's going to do it next. Okay, the county sheriff says, I want to move it. Is it, representatives in the state offices who decide that they suddenly want to move a Dropbox because it just doesn't look right to them? I mean, where does this stop if we don't? There are reasons why you have hierarchy and people have job responsibilities and it falls under them because it's their responsibility. And when you take it upon yourself, man, what else are you going to take upon yourself? I will count the ballots, you know, back in my living room while I'm watching TV.
Yes.
Because I have a philosophical difference with other people counting ballots.
I don't like the machine counters.
Stop.
Yeah. Well, and he justified this, Joe, by saying he was the top elected official in the city. So he took it upon himself. Like, that qualifies him. That gives him the authority to do this, which, of course, it does not.
Why doesn't he start? I mean, could he pick up a person's dog because he feels that they are somehow a menace and that you don't have the dog catchers doing it anymore? He, as mayor, feels that he can pick up your dog and take it to the Humane Society. What? Somebody needs to give this guy something to do, you know?
Life must be good in Wausau if the mayor is pulling shenanigans like this. Thank you, Joe.
And Dominic, I'm wondering, is he a relatively young guy like you?
I mean, it's hard to say.
The reason I asked is because, those things are really, really heavy because they don't want them to be moved around. And so one guy, you know, the ones, I'm sure they're the same ones that's in the city of Milwaukee, one guy trying to move it around is more than a notion. And so, clearly that's, you know.
It's not okay.
It's pretty strange.
It is. Yeah. It is strange. And he's doing it, what, on the Sunday? I mean, yeah. This is a hardworking man. He is there to serve the people. He's working on a Sunday. He's moving stuff around, doing work that is outside of his job description. That's service.
Well, he wanted attention, right?
Yeah, he got it.
But he didn't want national attention.
Well.
855-752-4842. Jack from the Mac, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, yeah, and this guy moving the Dropbox around and then publicizing it like he did, would that be almost as if somebody, say, were to order a whole bunch of ballots, absentee ballots that were for somebody else, yeah, and then advertise that? I mean, that could happen, couldn't it?
It did happen, as you know, Jack, and there were consequences for that as well. There should be.
Yep. This guy should at least get a fine, I would think. But I do like the idea of holding a picnic for all the city workers. Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
That is a good idea. And he could apologize, address his, that his actions were not proper, and bring some unity to it and help and bring some levity to this conversation, Earl, because they continually they complain about election security and election integrity and all these things, but they go and do this of their own volition, of their own action, for a stunt where some folks are going to see this, maybe not dig into it, and they're going to see, oh my God, this guy's taking this. This is terrible. It reinforces their propaganda as it pertains to Wisconsin's election. We have over 1,800 separate municipality or whatever voting folks. You can't have a conspiracy with over 1,800 different locations. It's absolutely impossible.
Hey, Dominic, he's up in Wausau. He wanted his 15 minutes of fame. He got it, right? You know, he got it, but I don't think he would have ever thought that it would rise to where it is now. There's no way he could have foreseen that, right? I mean, he thought this would just remain in Wausau. You know, and the fact that Republicans, you know, and what would certainly give him the blessings, pat him on the back, great job. He never thought it'd get beyond that.
A fine, perhaps some community service. If you go to your job as mayor, does that also count as community service?
Well, you can never watch Fox News for a month. That'll probably be
or Newsmax. I heard Newsmax settled their case. Perhaps we'll get to that as well. 855-752-4842. As mentioned, I initially saw this particular story broke by the Wausau Pilot and Review. And here was what the city council president, Lisa Rasmussen, said. While calling for a public apology for actions that violate the public trust and likely the law, she said, "I have huge concerns about his behavior, as there is no place for elected officials to manage, alter, or tamper with drop boxes, whether they agree with their use or not."
Is there a law against grandstanding?
I hope not. We'd been arrested a long time ago.
Yeah, but we're not government officials.
No, we are not. Yeah. Thankfully. Don from Milwaukee will squeeze you in. Welcome, Don. What do you got for us?
Okay, fellas. I'd like to make a comment on this screwball that had a tamper with the ballot box.
Yeah.
Because, see, I get my ballots by mail, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it tells me all the instructions, how to fill it out, and then it tells me the locations throughout the city where the drop boxes are. So, okay, suppose I'm going there and I'm filling everything out, and I go to that location. Well, the box is gone. Hey, what is it? It says in a, you know, so I think he should get at least 10 days in jail and pay a fine.
Oh, 10 days in jail. 30 days in the hole, Earl, folks.
Come on, man.
This is the Tom Salvey Show. Earl Ingram Jr. in the studio with me, Jess, on the board, on the phones, 855-752-4842.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
This is the Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. Callers, appreciate your patience. We'll get to you shortly. Earl Ingram Jr. joining me in the studio. Jess is on the board. For the last time this hour, the super secret word of the day is Bill. Bill, B-I-L-L. So go and download that Civic Media app. This is the Go for the Green or Goal Text to Win contest. Text the keyword Bill to your favorite station, and you will have a chance to win. Appreciate you all playing. I can see you on the lines right now. Before we get back to the callers, I was mentioning this, and this brings me to the story quickly that I want to bring up because I think it's important. And, you know, coming from a, you know, essentially a startup media company here at Civic Media ourselves, I think this is important. As mentioned, the story when I saw it yesterday about the Wausau mayor, Doug Denny, removing this ballot drop box. It was broke that I saw it by the Wausau Pilot and Review by Shireen Seward. And I read this other article earlier this week. We haven't been able to get to it. Perhaps it was last week from Dan Bice and Mary Spacuzza over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And this is why this matters. A state appellate court has thrown out a Republican senator's lawsuit accusing an online news outlet of defamation after it reported he was overheard using a homophobic slur against a teenager and another individual while at a public hearing. The 36-page decision, the District 3 Appeals Court rejected Wisconsin Republican State Senator Corey Tomchek's argument that the Wausau Pilot and Review intentionally and maliciously published stories inaccurately accusing him of using the slur while in the audience of an executive committee hearing of Marathon County Board in August of 2021. The hearing concerned a proposed resolution calling for greater diversity and inclusion in the community. I can see why Senator Tomchek would have been mad. Now, apparently, Tomchek has repeatedly said he didn't use the term at the meeting, but three people later said they heard him say the word. He also said it in a deposition that he had used the term at other times. Now, the appellate court decision affirmed a lower court ruling dismissing the lawsuit. Now, Shireen Seewert, again mentioned her, the founder and editor of the nonprofit website, says she was thrilled with the outcome of the case and her quote, "I am relieved that the court has upheld the fundamental right of journalists to report truthfully on matters of public concern, reaffirming the importance of a free and independent press. While this victory is encouraging, a prolonged legal battle has taken a toll on our organization, and it underscores the need for stronger protections for journalists in Wisconsin." In the past, Seward said the mounting legal costs, which are estimated to be nearing $200,000, might force her to shut down the pilot and review, but she said in an email there has been an outpouring of support from readers who understand the need for local journalism. A GoFundMe page for the pilot and review has raised more than $130,000. Their generosity has made it possible for us to continue our work even as we navigate the significant financial challenges that remain. And there's more to the story from the Journal Sentinel. Again, this was published, looks like last week, September 20th. So this Republican is trying to bury them in lawsuit fees, right? So he lost in the first case. He lost in the appellate. But that doesn't mean that this small journalism outlet, which broke the story about Doug Denny stealing, you know, the Dropbox, they're trying to bury him in legal costs.
So, Dominic, 2021, help me do the math. After all of those years, and I understand what sometimes we forget the impact that COVID had on the court system.
Well, yeah, right. Everything.
Because we're now starting to find out these cases that really should have been taken care of long ago
sure.
are now starting to resurface. And so at some point in time, that kind of investment in this is, you know, if it wasn't for the people who were so graciously gave to them, they would have been out of business.
Would have been out of business, right. And that's, to my opinion, the goal. The guy apparently has said these words before, said it in deposition, not outlandish, and all they did, their crime was reporting it. But they still, because of the way the laws are, they still have to defend themselves. They can't go after attorney's fees for this. Right, so this right. is the danger, and this is one of the reasons why it's so hard to find small local journalism when you got a guy like Tomchik who can just throw money at it and try to bury him. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. So we thank the Wausau Pilot and Review, and I hope you all check them out, read their reporting. They brought us Doug Denny. Tom from L.A., you are next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dominic. I really think this guy should be made an example, and there should be a precedent set by him, this mayor from Wausau. And I think that, you know what? We'll show if someone votes illegally, what happens to them. Same thing should happen to this guy. You know, you open up someone's mail and it's not directed towards you. That is a felony. So, you know, I don't think this is a real, I mean, I know you guys aren't making jest of it or funny of it, but the thing is, this is pretty serious. And maybe these guys need to actually learn that, you know what, you can't be going and doing this stuff. You know, there has to be consequences behind the actions. I think the thing would be to throw him in jail until after the election. That way he's not a threat to democracy, because I think that's being a threat to democracy when someone's trying to get rid of the
I mean, yeah, Tom, real, like literally that is the threat. If someone grabs a box full of ballots and takes them away, now granted there weren't any ballots in this yet, but yeah, that is literally being a threat to democracy, because that's how democracy works. People vote. Any last words on this topic, Earl?
No,
it's fine. Yeah, right, man. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. We appreciate you sticking around. Again, the secret word of the day, go and download the Civic Media X. It is Bill. We're going to come back with Earl Ingram Jr. just on the board. Lots of news, national news to get to. The mayor of New York City facing indictment. We'll get there next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we give our popcorn pick of the week, and Emerson Lehman of the WBAY Morning Show drops by to talk about his Emmy nominations. Join me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.